Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, June brides and grooms. This is your stable. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. I want to welcome you to the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And I am here to serve you tonight, even if that means getting you down on your knees. If you please, you're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation in your hard drive. And I've got several pulchritudinous guests tonight. Juxley knows what pulchritudinous means. And so do you, my darling listener. Beauty. Beauty that we celebrate here at Radio Susie One. Beauty of all kinds. Even what some people might find ugly, we find the beauty. Although tonight, it's no challenge. Find the beauty in our guests, a couple of whom are in the ladies' room. Taking an awfully long time. Maybe we should send in the cameras. Oh, they're at the bar. Oh, okay. The Speakeasy Bar. And in the meantime, though, I will introduce our first guest, Serena Scott.
Hello.
Hi, Serena. Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And you are, gosh, so many things, but something you're going to become, I believe, is a therapist with the Institute.
I believe so.
You believe. And if you believe, Sister Serena, then you can heal sexually wounded.
That's
takes
true.
A lot of belief. You have that belief.
Yes.
All right, sister. Ah, this is a temple of sex therapy, actually. It kind of is. Although we don't take ourselves too seriously. we don't have non-profit status as a church. Maybe we should do that. But we do believe in the spirit of sex and its healing qualities. And we believe that we were all created from sex. And we are all motivated somehow by sex, even if subliminally. Sex is what keeps us alive. What fools that nasty spirit called death. And sex is what we talk about here on Radio Suzy One. And we got some sexy guests right in front of me. Right next to Serena, we got Coco. Velvet.
Hi, sexy.
Ooh, I was just gonna say, you are so sexy and velvety, and a little bit Coco. Like Chanel, very elegant.
Thank you.
Yes, very nice. And you are a God's girl.
Yes,
I am.
Among
other things. What other things?
I'm also a porn star.
A porn star?
Yes.
Wow, we love porn stars.
Oh, and I love doing porn.
Yeah. Wow, when did you start doing porn?
About 3 years ago, actually.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you're a veteran.
I'm learning different ways of making things work.
Yeah. Cool. And do you work with Burning Angel? Is that what I
do?
I'm looking into my crystal ball. And I see Joanna.
She's one hot, sexy mama.
Yes, she is. She is a hot, sexy mama and quite a good businesswoman.
Oh, yes.
Yes, definitely. Vanessa. Turn on Vanessa. Vanessa's naughty mic.
Thanks Vanessa, for having me.
Vanessa naughty. There's no, like, question. You're naughty.
I am very naughty.
It's your name.
Yes, it is, and there's no other name for me.
But you are also very elegant.
I can be elegant, I can be classy, I can be sexy, I can be your slut, I can be your slave, I can be your lover, I can be everything you want.
But you're always naughty.
I'm always naughty, and it's always really good.
Always really good. Wow, well, I don't know. That's a tall order for it to be always really good. But it's certainly really good right now. You're all really good.
You're really good.
You all look really good, and I'm getting good vibes. And what do you think, Prince Max? They got your tongue tied.
Stumbling for words, darling. Yeah, beautiful.
So are you also a porn star?
I am a porn star.
Wow. And do you also work with Burning Angel? Or?
I have worked with Burning Angel. Yeah. Joanna is amazing. I look up to her very much so.
She is. She's quite an all-around woman.
She is.
She really is. And I spent sex week at Yale with her. I mean, she was there and I was there and we had some dinner. And and she was great. Her family was there. That was what was really interesting.
Fun.
Her sisters were there.
Right.
And they kind of look like her, but not. And they have regular sort of jobs.
One is an accountant,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, an accountant. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they were great. They were really a lot of fun.
I think one's a singer, I think. But anyway, they're like sisters, you know, and they're very like supportive of their sister.
It's really cool when your family really supports you, especially in this industry.
Yeah.
It's very rare that girls are able to open up, but, you know, sooner or later, if you're in it long enough, it's kind of hard to hide it. So.
Yeah.
But luckily, I never had to hide it. Did you?
You never did?
No, I never did.
And how about you?
Mom actually took me to my first agent and my first shoot.
Really? Check it out for you.
Yeah.
Wow, are you from the LA area, Coco?
Yes, I am.
Really? And and your mom lives around here?
Yeah, she was actually born and raised in Los Angeles, so she kind of was doing a lot of naked stuff and adult stuff when she was younger, so she was like,
I didn't know that.
We're
supposed to be friends. You didn't tell me all these naughty secrets.
Wow.
I love her. Hooray.
Really?
For
so what was she, did she do, like magazine spreads, or what did she do?
She did a lot of magazine spreads. She What magazines?
Can you tell me what magazines do you know?
I wish I did. She wouldn't tell me. She's
like some of those old
secretive.
80, when was it? Like the 80s?
The 80s, yeah.
Do we have a stage name?
No, I don't know. I'm still trying to find it out.
Wow.
Hell, oh, 80s. I probably know who she is.
Research maybe. Project. Yeah.
Because I was publishing sex magazines in the 80s.
Exactly. Right.
Was I? No, I stopped publishing in the 80s.
In the 80s,
I went
yeah.
to prison in 79.
You were doing it in the 70s.
Right, 70s. I forgot.
Well, we definitely have to find out about your mom. I mean, because, you know, that's too interesting.
Yeah.
Say hi, Mom.
Or does your dad not know?
My dad actually knows. My whole family, my grandparents know, my cousins, my
just
uncles.
Not you, and you're a porn star.
Yeah, and you know what? It's okay, because my mom wants to keep it a secret from me, but
from you
I'll
alone,
find out.
You could find out. You just go on the internet and look around. You'll find her. You know, you can find out anything on the internet.
Just find the girl that looks like you wearing the really, really high thong. You know the ones that used to come way up here?
Yeah.
And that everybody now thinks is so unattractive? I find that very sexy. It shows off the hips. All this lowrider stuff doesn't really do it for me.
The thong.
Yeah.
Shows
I don't like,
off the hips.
Yeah. The really hot, like what you're
like,
wearing.
Like
I love
I have,
it.
I have the three-strap thong.
I love it. See.
So, you know, it depends on how sexy I'm feeling, whether I show one strap or two straps.
Yeah. So we just gotta find. We just have to find a Coco Velvet from the 80s, and then there's, you know, it shouldn't be hard.
Yeah,
you're hard to miss.
Serena, are you also a porn star?
No, I'm not.
You're not a porn star.
I am a fetish and bondage model.
Wow. So, do you gals do fetish too?
I certainly do.
Okay.
Yes. And what is your favorite fetish, Serena?
I love them all. Actually,
it's too late now.
Are you submissive or dominant?
I am primarily known as a submissive, but personality-wise, I'm much more dominant.
Ah, okay. That's kind of like me.
You're learning from being a submissive, and then you'll be dominant, totally. You know.
Well, I did learn as a submissive, and then I switched over.
Oh, you switched over, but the public hasn't yet caught up with you.
I have done some femdom work, but I am primarily known as a bondage model.
Do you play in your real life?
No, I do not.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Just a model.
I'm just a model.
And in real life, you're kind of, what, vanilla?
Very.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not at the moment.
So, you're a pro dom?
Yes.
And what do most of your customers come to you for?
Funny enough, most of them want foot worship. Some want bondage.
Mm.
Very few want the actual humiliation part from me because I'm primarily known as the bondage model. They want the experience of being with Serena Scott.
And how big are your feet?
I wear a size 8.
Okay. Yeah, I do a lot of foot fetish too. I have a size 11, so
wow.
They love my feet.
Size 11 and you don't look
I can walk on water with my feet. I'm 5'7 and a half.
You're 5'7 and your feet are size 11.
Mm-hmm. I got it from my dad. He's a size 15.
Can I see your foot? Can you put it up on the table?
Yeah. Paris Hilton has large feet too, and she's
really?
Not that tall.
Yeah, I've heard that.
She's a size 11, and I think she's only 5'8, 5'9.
Well, your feet look very graceful. I mean, they don't really. Well, actually, yeah, they do look big. Actually, those
really
look like big
my feet.
Feet
for this, but, yeah, they're pretty big. They're
you don't
they're
have
loved
to prepare
by many
them.
Men and women.
Some guys love dirty feet.
Yeah,
you
they
know
do.
What
they do?
Oh. Yeah,
socks,
they do.
These dirty socks right here are like half LA's dream right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sure that any condition that any of you ladies would be in, there would be some guys that would like you that way.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what's great about guys. And that's what's great about you. You're also sexy. All right.
Well, so are you.
Oh, well,
yes.
Okay. And so is Max. But he's gone. So, where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Texas?
Yeah, I have the Texas on the arm. And that's pretty much kind of my trademark. The tattoos, that's why I love Joanna, because she kind of, not really paved the way. I can't say she started it, but she really helped a lot of us inked up girls.
Yeah,
you know, get a chance and have
the
a chance.
Alt porn. Mm-hmm. It really emphasizes.
But yes, Texas. The ink. I'm from Austin.
Right. Cool. Okay. Well, welcome to LA. You've been here
Thank
a while.
You.
Though, right?
A year.
Uh-huh. Here. A year, that's all.
I've been welcomed with open arms and open legs and lots of open things. And
lots of open things. Open heart.
And open hearts, yes.
Not talking about surgery now. Don't anybody freak out. Just a metaphor. Do we still have Imtiaz on the line? I think we do. Yes, we should say hello to him. Okay, thanks, Asia. Asia's back there taking calls. And by the way, our number, if you want to give us a call, is, if you're anywhere in North America, 1-866-289-7068.
Wow.
And that's our toll-free number for all you North Americans. Now, if you're somewhere else in the world, we pity you. But you have to make a toll call, I guess, or something, or figure something out with your computer. It's 213-670-0066. It's like three sixes. It's very devilish. 213-670-0066.
Yes. We also have numbers in France, England,
yes,
Australia.
We do.
You know,
and
I just
for
don't
that,
know them all.
You should go to our radio page,
right,
which is Dr. Suzy B. .com, drsuzyb.com/5. Can you do that? drsuzyb.com/5. And then you can call us from France without paying.
All right.
How do you like? Because we
but you
love
gotta speak English.
French. All right.
Parlez-vous yeah. français.
Un peu de français.
Français,
c'est bien.
Lots of Italian.
Yeah. Oh, you could also speak Italian. Yeah. But we don't have a number in Italy.
No, we don't have a number.
And we're talking about sex. Love.
Imtiaz.
Life and death. Imtiaz.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah.
Put him on.
Imtiaz.
Yeah, hi, Susan.
Hi, Imtiaz.
How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing so well. I have such beautiful ladies, all brunettes, which makes me feel very special because I'm different, you know. And they're just so beautiful. So it's like the three brunette graces sitting before me. Anyway, that's
and
how I'm doing.
How's Max today? Is he doing all right?
I'll let him answer.
My heart's good, Imtiaz. I'm doing good. I'm doing better now because
heart.
There's all these beautiful women here in front of me. So I'm doing okay. My heart is beating well.
Mm.
And everything is good and sturdy and good.
Beat that heart.
So eat your heart out.
So, Imtiaz.
Yes, Susan.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I have actually a very profound philosophical question for you.
Good. I have three graces of philosophy here. I hope it's got some relationship to sex.
It always does, but it's a little, you know, I always ask more, I would call them, you know, questions that are sort of a little more complicated, you know, a little
yes.
more transcendent.
Well, we like to get complicated.
Anyway, the question I have for you, Susan, is that I had a very interesting experience recently, you know, on the telephone with somebody.
Mm.
And it was, there was nothing sexual talked about, but yet the intensity of that conversation was so profound that it was like I was having a mystical experience in lovemaking without having sex involved.
Mm.
How big
Does
was
that
the phone
make any
bill?
Sense to you?
Mm.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
I'm very serious. I'm not.
I know.
Some guys will get excited by calling, you know, information. So certainly, just having an intense, intimate conversation, even if it's not about sex, with a woman who has an erotic voice, you know, that turns you on is really no
it's
surprise.
It's the mystery of it all, I think.
No, but I don't think it was a question of an erotic voice. I think it was a question of a certain rapport, a certain understanding, a certain, I would call it a combination of eros, agape, and empathy in the conversation that made it, to me, almost like a... It was like having the most exquisite mystical experience I've ever had in my life.
That sounds like an eargasm.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you how I felt. I mean, maybe I'm different.
Or a soulgasm. No, you have your uniqueness, MT Oz, that's for sure. But I think that I'm going to let my guests answer this, and they probably all have had experiences like this. I think we all have had experiences of such an intense rapport with someone that we just feel extremely eroticized and maybe even, like I said, ergasmic, you know? Like there's some sort of a climax of excitement to the conversation. But first I have to ask you, MTOZ, would the other conversationalist happen to be named Monique?
No.
No!
No, that's why the person I spoke to, I'd never spoken to in my life before.
Oh.
And
Brooke?
It was, yes.
Brooke. See, I know the women in MTOZ's life. He's on my Facebook fan page.
I was like, are you psychic as well?
No. I'm not. He's just on my Facebook page. And I know MTOZ's women. They write on the Facebook page as well.
So,
Brooke. So she's relatively new for you.
Not only new. There was nothing sexual spoken. I mean, there was nothing sexual at all. It's just that...
Well, she's very attractive.
I don't know I don't quite know how to express it to you. It's the most incredible 2 hours and 20 minutes of my life.
Wow, 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's a really long conversation.
That's a very arousing conversation.
That's cool, though.
Usually women will have that long of conversations with their friends. So for a guy to be on the phone with somebody, he was really attracted.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So have you ever had a conversation like that on the phone?
I've had a conversation, online almost, or on the phone with someone you don't know, and you kind of call a line or something, and you're trying to get information, and you're talking to a customer service guy, and he has this voice, and it just kind of turns you on. I actually ended up talking to somebody over at my phone company for like 30 minutes one day. I was like, you sound kind of cute. I was like, where do you live?
Wow.
He's like, Connecticut. And I was like, how old are you? And then he sent me his Facebook, and I was like... Score. He's actually really good looking. So.
Yeah, right. You can tell now. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's voice can be very...
You just go right on their Facebook and then you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think a voice can be very arousing, though, definitely. Just and connect. You can connect with people, I think, on, you know, it just depends on the situation.
Well, of course, I'm a telephone professional. but I think that, you know, the kind of conversation you're talking about, MTOZ, it's very special. I've had a few, but they're rare and they're very special, and you should cherish that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you would be soulmates in real life, right?
No.
It was totally unexpected.
Mm.
I'd never spoken to her before.
Mm-hmm.
She called me pretty late one night, about a few days ago, and you know, it just flowed in its natural course. There was nothing sexual spoken. I mean, I'm too much of a gentleman to talk like that in the first place. But...
Don't lie.
You've talked about sex on this show, MTR.
Yeah, but I'm not someone who...
not
know,
on the phone with
in
a...
phone,
you know,
with a new woman, right? Yeah, you don't want to let her know what a perv you are.
A pervert? Me?
The best kind.
All guys are perverts, MTRs.
Really?
They really are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
In some way, she knows
that.
These women know. They are. They speak the truth, you know?
And we love it.
Mm.
We love men.
You're a guy, you're a perv.
Let me complete my sentence on this. I think what it was...
I don't know if you can repeat You want to repeat your sentence, or you want to finish your sentence, or...
No, I'd like to complete my thought.
Oh, complete your sentence. Okay, so you have a final question.
Mm-hmm. What it was, Susan, was the uniqueness was that it encompassed something that I've never felt before toward the human being, you know?
Fate.
It was more of something that transcended, you know... normal attraction. I don't know what happened. It went very naturally. That's why, to me, it had a mystical sense to it, because it was not something that was even vaguely sexual, you know?
Okay.
Was nothing talked about sex. I mean, that's
okay, you've said that, MTOZ. complete. That's, you've said that like 12 times. It wasn't sexual, but it was sexual.
So just go make it sexual.
Well,
how about that?
Would you like to do that, MTOz? Would you like to make it sexual with Brooke?
No, I have a guilt complex.
A guilt
live
complex.
A little.
No, I mean I do because I've got, you know, I don't want to do something that I think is not ethically correct.
That will happen regardless.
And if you don't make the first move, somebody else might.
Yeah, just go for
it. Is she married?
No.
Oh, well then.
Then there's no excuse.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it.
You're just letting your fear of rejection
get in the
way.
I'm a very monogamous person and I have somebody in my life who's, you know, who I...
You're just a nice Muslim boy.
Be a gentleman when you open the door
for
her.
Don't you realize that when Monique listens to this show, she'll be jealous anyway.
Yeah, right.
She will be totally jealous of what you're saying.
But I'm being honest about it. I did nothing wrong.
Absolutely.
No, jealousy is not necessarily fair about things like that.
So you spoke to her, but you didn't know what she looked like, correct?
No, he does. She's on Facebook.
Oh, you did know.
Everybody knows what everybody looks like now. Oh. If they're being honest about themselves.
If it's the right picture.
Right. If it's the right picture. I mean, yeah.
Do you live in the same city?
No. She lives in Denver. I live in Phoenix.
Okay.
So maybe it was the picture of physical attraction along with like a great personality that put you in that mood to want to speak to her more and got your heart fluttering.
Or maybe you were just surprised that she was smart and had stuff to talk about. Because let's face it, a lot of women out there have nothing going on upstairs.
Exactly.
The elevator.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm the hot pink crayon in the box. Yeah.
There you go, MTOz. Maybe she just was a good conversationalist and you were so hungry for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible. I mean, that's possible. But I'm just... The reason I'm only mentioning this to you is because it was different. I've never experienced that before in my life with anyone.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're having new experiences in your life.
Marriage.
That's great.
Marriage might be next, MTOz.
Oh, yeah.
Shall you continue to do
so? Yeah.
What is her objective with you, MTOz?
I don't think she has any objective. I think this just was a very natural flow. I don't think there's any objectives involved. I'm very committed to Monique Walker. I've got no interest in trying to establish new relationships with somebody, you know?
Does Monique talk to you for 2 hours and 15 minutes on the phone?
Good point.
Never.
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 Reevaluate.
But maybe your relationship with Monique is not about talking.
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Well, they're both very beautiful women, and so we don't feel sorry for you in the least, MTOz, and yet we know that they're both going to be at your throats after they listen to this program. So, you know, that's great. That's
putting something down their throat.
Los Angeles.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, MTOz, because Snow Mercy is on the other line, Mistress Snow Mercy. And we need to take her because she's going to Haiti on a humanitarian mission.
Okay,
we'll put you on hold. Okay.
Go ahead.
Professor Snow.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back to Radio Suzy One.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it. How are you?
Oh, I'm just so delighted to be facing three beautiful women. Vanessa Naughty, Coco Velvet, and Serena Scott are all sitting before me. They're just gorgeous.
I mean, wow is right.
Yes,
yeah,
big
sorry
wow.
I
know,
I
huh?
It.
We miss you.
And how's Max doing?
I'm doing great. My heart is fluttering just talking to you.
Yes.
In fact, that's why I think I went to the hospital with a flutter.
Right. It happened after he talked to you, right?
Yeah.
I think you got him fluttering.
You want
to
talk to me for 2.5 hours?
Twittering.
Yeah.
So, when you
went to the hospital again?
What? No.
And again and again and again. Yeah, no. Well, I did.
But I didn't. I mean, I did. No, anyway.
The doctors and nurses love
him. Don't talk about my
him.
Heart. It's fluttering already.
Well, Professor Snow is a scientist. Yes. She actually is a chemistry professor as well as a professional dom. Wow. Yes. I mean.
There's a beautiful, beautiful picture of you on the front page along with our other guests.
Spanking our beautiful Asia.
Yes.
I like Spinks.
Who's answering the phone tonight?
It's a very, very lovely evening, and I know the folks of the Dominion highly enjoyed the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they highly enjoyed it. The girls really enjoyed it. And, you know, I got told by many, many clients how much they enjoyed listening to it. So.
Well, you're getting a lot of hits, I know that.
You have a lot of fans amongst our fans.
You're moving right up there.
You've brought more fans to us, and you're a dynamic presence. I mean, even if no one knows anything about you, just that, a chemistry professor who's also a pro-dom, and a humanitarian going to Haiti tomorrow.
When are you leaving? Tomorrow?
I leave tomorrow night. So that's yeah, I wanted to come in tonight, but there's so much to
do.
I was really thrilled that you wanted to come in. I thought, Jesus, she's going to Haiti tomorrow. You'd think she has to pack. But, you know.
Be nice to all the little Haitian boys.
Oh, yeah. And they will be very little next to her
because
she's about 6'9" in heels or something.
Oh, gosh. Is she brunette?
She is large.
Are you brunette?
Yeah.
See, I'm already in love and I haven't even seen her.
She is.
Yeah. Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, no, she's super beautiful.
And she calls herself, or they call her Snow Mercy because she looks like Snow White.
Oh.
Mm. But giant size, the size of, you know, like...
We're talking big here.
Wonder Woman.
We never say a lady's big.
No, not that way. Tall, right, tall.
Big and beautiful. But, yeah, but she's very, shapely. I mean, tiny little
waist. Beautiful.
Beautiful, amazing.
Great tits.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In other words.
Yeah.
In other words.
Why don't you describe the ladies who are sitting in front of you?
Okay, Susan, you can do the honors.
Well, I do have three beautiful brunettes. I mean, it's great. And Vanessa Naughty has the darkest hair, I guess, and is very slinky and slim and hot and tattooy and beautiful.
And dummy and subby and sexy and
slutty.
Yeah.
Slutty.
And naughty. And very naughty.
And very, very naughty.
Yeah. And beautiful smile.
Thank you.
And then we have great
facial features. Nice nose.
Really, yes. Really, very dynamic.
Very nice structure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And Coco has this amazing softness about her.
There's something soft about her.
And a kind of a gamine quality, like a young Audrey Hepburn. Except she's got lighter brown hair than not dark like Audrey, but a feeling like Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, right? She's so sweet.
With tattoos.
Actually, a beautiful tattoo in the front, like a necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary.
Does that say something?
It actually says triple threat on it.
Triple threat.
Like triple X.
Triple threat.
I'll let you guess on that one.
Two tits and a pussy?
That could be one of them. It could be a combination of anything.
Mouth, pussy, and ass?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm
learning.
Well.
And then there's Serena Scott, who is a voluptuous brunette and has a mystery about her. And she's a dom who is better known as a sub, is more of a model, a fetish model. Well, she's been that, and she's sort of segueing into a domier life.
She's a dom. She's a sub who's a dom. Most subs are doms anyway.
Switches.
you ever try to get a sub to do what you want?
Yeah. Well, that's true. Subs, good subs, know how to get you to do what they want.
Right.
So, what is your do you have a theme for tonight?
Brunette beauties.
Sex.
Sex,
of course. We're just talking about ourselves and our callers and you. And we want to know about your trip tomorrow.
Right. So I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to be arriving. So I'm taking the red eye. So I arrive Monday in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Port-au-Prince.
Which is the capital city.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be traveling down to Léogane, which is where there was a lot of the devastation occurred there.
Ah,
good for you.
Thank you.
Who's picking you up?
I'm with somebody a relief camp called Hands On Disaster Response.
Oh.
And I'll be working on water sanitation and just pretty much anything they need some kind of guidance as far as science is concerned.
Well, so that is really, really cool. Commendable. Although when you said hands on, I was kind of hoping you were going to spank people down there.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, right. The hands on thing. But no, you're doing your chemistry thing, which is helping with the water supply, which is really, really important.
Right. And I'm also just trying to represent the, you know, kinky people with compassion.
Oh, I was going to say, what are you going to do down there that's, like, kink-related?
You know, I probably won't do too much kink-related stuff since I'm there on a serious mission. But
listen, if you just dress up one night and walk through town.
I was thinking about bringing some latex with me.
That'll be kink-related.
If she does
It'll change Haiti forever.
If she does that, it's going to cause an earthquake of a different kind.
Exactly, Serena. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, there's actually other kinky people who are down there. There's a girl, I think her name is Maggie Machin, or so. She works for kink.com.
Really?
Oh, I know who she is.
Oh, really? Who is she, Vanessa?
She's just hot.
Okay.
She's from Haiti? She lives in Haiti?
Hot humanitarian.
She's a dom, correct?
Yeah. She does all kinds of things, and she does a lot of stuff with kink.com. She's actually going to be joining the same camp as I am. And we're really excited.
The kink humanitarian camp. I mean, this is a revolution of some sort. No, this is a beautiful thing, and this is what we're talking about. You know, drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles, and take your kinky self abroad and volunteer and help people.
Exactly.
That's how to spread our values.
And late at night, when you guys get lonely, you guys can keep each other company.
Yeah, you gotta balance it all out. So I think we're doing a good job
of
keeping a nice balance and representing the kinky people with compassion.
Awesome. Wow.
And, you know, we're not going to, like, I mean, we're going to be doing serious work, but at the same time, we can show people, like, hey, we know how to do, like, you know, fun stuff.
You'll get your groove. You know, focus on the important things first, and there's always, you know, recreational time, right?
Right.
We can help the world, and we can help your fantasies come true, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is so great. So take pictures, right? You're going to bring a camera.
Yes, I'm bringing a camera and a video camera, and I'm going to document it. So.
And could you go and check and see if there's any of that Haitian rum left?
Bring us back some, please. Where's our Haitian rum? Bring us a bottle
us
of
a
our
bottle
Haitian
of the
rum.
Talking
Haitian
about
rum.
Being humanitarians here.
We love rum barbancourt.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just like the rum.
It just so happens to be our favorite rum.
I will try to do that for you, Dr. Susie. That'll be one of my serious missions, is to bring back some Haitian rum for the
We actually already have some.
Yeah, we do.
We're totally cool with the Haitian rum.
Haiti.
Would you like some Haitian rum?
Send us Haitian
rum. I'll have some.
Yeah.
There can never be too much rum, as I'm concerned.
This is fine. I think this is 8-year-old rum.
This is good rum. This is 8-year-old rum barbancourt, reserved special. I think they're still putting this out, but it's a little tough.
I don't know. Yeah,
well, that's not something you can pick up at BevMo, is it?
So we're going to get special glasses, because we also have glasses for the agua. These are agua glasses. So, Professor Snow, we just wish you all the best.
Good luck.
If you can send us a picture while you're there.
Okay.
You'll have email, right?
Yeah.
You know. Does she have a Facebook page? She can put it up on there.
Have you got a
Facebook? I'll get you some photos somehow, and I'll be definitely in touch with you.
All right.
And let you know how it goes.
And where can people find you?
As far as,
if they need a little help with stuff,
They need a little help with what?
With, a
whatever
little
spanking you
want
to promote.
Or whatever you want to promote.
Oh, okay. Well, let me promote then my website. Snowmercy.com.
Uh-huh.
So SnowMercy.com. That's my personal website. And then you can get to other websites from there.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you have a wonderful and safe journey.
Yes. All right. Yes. Have a safe journey and definitely come back to us when you are stateside again.
Be safe.
Okay. Definitely. Yeah. Totally. Be safe
like
and
you.
Help people. We do. And we have them apparently. I mean, there's more and more kinky people involved in these humanitarian missions. So anyway.
Thank you.
Drink rum barbancourt because it helps
the
some
economy,
people in Haiti, I think.
Right. It helps the digestion.
And it helps the digestion.
Here you go, Vanessa.
Oh,
and
holy rum.
Holy rum.
That's holy rum.
Rum barbancourt.
You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Talking about stiff drinks.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Bye-bye. Nothing better than stiff drinks and stiff cocks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a stiff drink now.
All
I need is a giant stiff cock and... complete.
There you go. Rum barbancourt.
I've got cocoa here and
okay, so
I don't know if I'm gonna do it all in one gulp. I think
are we
I like
supposed
no,
to gulp it?
No, you can't.
No, it's a saver.
So I'm not supposed to swallow?
Well, you can't. Oh, this
you can swallow
you
one.
You can go ahead.
One shot. You
is
can
that
swallow.
Cheers.
So good.
Cheers,
me,
Coco.
Not
cheers.
Cheers. Inhibit you from.
Cheers, girls.
To fetish sex and being a woman.
I'm gonna savor mine. I'm not gonna
absolutely
shoot it.
Here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, sexy.
Cheers.
And Haiti.
Yeah, bring it
and
back.
And to Haiti making a comeback.
Yes.
Big comeback. We're gonna go visit.
Dr. Susie, we
where's
have
the chasers?
Yeah. Some Coke chasers.
Thank you, Asia.
Coke chasers.
Okay.
Oh, this tastes really
the Coke.
Good.
Matthew is online, too.
It hurts.
Matthew has a major need here.
So good.
Let's see how Matthew is.
It's really good.
Okay, I just want to warn you, Matthew wants to do what now? So what does it say on there? Did I read
well,
that right?
Matthew's a few days late for masturbation month, apparently.
He's been doing it for so long, he lost track of time.
It's never too late to start.
There you go.
Okay. Should I put, you want to put him on?
Yeah, let's put him on. Let's see if he can give us a show.
Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew?
He must be masturbating some more.
Well, he is. And he's one of those quiet masturbators. And you know what? That's a beautiful thing. But not...
Thank you very much.
Not on the air.
He doesn't have 3G network.
That was quick.
Now, what is this? Coke. Coca-Cola.
I yelled chase when you came
here. No, not for me. Not
you're
for
the
me.
Birthday bar.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? You heard?
Oh, I heard.
He's the birthday boy.
He's the birthday boy.
Bartending birthday boy.
Mm-hmm. Do, 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 do. Mm.
He wants to be spanked, apparently.
Spanked?
That's what I was about to say.
Well, I don't think he has three better girls sitting
all right.
Nori, yeah. you have lucked out.
How many times? 28 times? At least.
28.
28
yeah.
From each of us?
Yeah, from each. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I want my own 28.
Definitely. Mm. Everybody gets a 28. Mm-hmm. So you you do birthdays?
I do lots of things. But so, yes, I love to help my friends and whoever I am close with or anybody that, you know, is having a good birthday. I want to, you know, show them a good time. So, you know, maybe I'll give them a surprise later. maybe a little kiss on the cheek or something. What do you think, bartender? Don't be shy.
Say what?
Say what?
Because he's not on a microphone.
Thank you.
Exactly.
He's shy.
He's just going to see what
he's
happens.
He's bashful.
You know.
What's in these bowls?
Those are what we call chocolate balls.
Oh. I was going to ask. I was like, what is this?
Can we eat them?
Yes, actually, they are for eating.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could lick them if you like, but usually people bite them.
I just like to dive in.
Yeah,
I like to rub them on my nose and lick them a bit. Yeah. I didn't know if it was soap or candy. I just knew that it was a bowl of balls.
It's a bowl of balls. Right. See, you're very dommy. Look at how you chew those balls up.
Yeah,
that's
we like
very
balls.
Dommy. Absolutely.
Taste a ball, Coco.
Yeah.
You're so quiet
Coco's
over here.
A little
you're
going to
be quiet. Have a mouthful of balls.
Here, come on. At least lick it. Yeah.
There you I love go. How she's eating it really slow and sensually.
Very. There, you make that
savoring
ball
it.
Look.
I have to try a ball now.
Like it's Very valuable.
You put the whole ball in
your
mouth.
I put the whole ball in my mouth. Oh, you just put the whole thing in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I think we learned something about how people deal with the balls here mm-hmm. on the show.
I will chew them hard.
You chew them right up. You popped yours. And you are still savoring yours, Coco. Coco's a mm-hmm. savorer. Coco.
Coco.
Stop teasing the ball.
Coco
and just
goes
take
by
it.
The Gypsy mm-hmm. Rose Lee.
She's hot.
Maxim, anything worth doing is worth doing slowly.
It's dangerous for her to sleep over at my house.
Ooh.
Really?
I haven't asked her yet, but I'm afraid that if I'm like, hey, I can crash out here, I'm totally going to take advantage of her.
You haven't done that yet?
We're really good friends. No, we haven't worked together or anything like that, but I would love to just shoot content with, you know, my handy cam at home for fun.
I am very hurt. You actually forgot we had a scene together.
We did?
Yeah.
It was a boy-boy girl, though, right? Were you guys drunk?
No,
we did a girl-girl?
We did a girl-girl.
Was it a double shoot day?
Yes.
It was a double shoot day. That's why.
That's right.
We both did a boy-girl, and that's what it was. We both did a boy-girl, and by the time the girl-girl came around, I was so out of orgasms and energy that, honestly, did you have an orgasm? No.
You did not talk about that.
Okay. A lady never tells. Well, guess
you
what? Vanessa Nani has no secrets. And I definitely didn't, so I'm yearning for that.
Well, you know, I'm going to give you something to help you with your orgasms. You know, it helps everyone with orgasms. I think whether you're a porn star or a professor, a dom or a sub, everybody needs a pocket rocket.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
yes.
And here we go. We've got the three pocket
awesome.
Rockets for the three graces.
Thank you.
And they're just wonderful
little
devices. And even if you already have one, I'm sure you can use another.
You can never have enough.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
This will go to a lot of
use. In the car on the way home. We'll just masturbate together.
I still have a lot of traffic.
You got to start somewhere. We'll start slow in our relationship.
I was actually thinking about giving it to my mother.
Well, you're entitled to do that. I think we had someone here on the Saturday before Mother's Day. Maybe it was Cadence who said she was going to give hers to
Cadence, yeah, I think it was Cadence.
My mom's been married almost 50 years.
Good for her.
Next week, in 50 years.
That's
great. Yeah, that is great.
That's awesome.
Although it probably means she needs the vibrator.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. She'll kill me for saying this, but I don't think my dad can function anymore. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do you know?
She told me.
Well, the pocket rocket.
Oh, okay. So you have absolute proof.
He can always be a part of the equation and the pocket rocket. It's double your pleasure, double your fun.
My dad goes to bed early.
So it's called morning wood.
Maybe he needs a spanking.
Yeah, maybe that's all he needs. She's like, I don't want to know.
I'll ask her. No, I don't care. It's my sister who has the problem, and I don't want to hear it.
So do you talk about sex with your folks?
Not with my dad, but my mom is a lot more open now than she was when I was growing up. And I have said to her, why were you not this open when I was younger? It would have saved us a lot of problems.
Mm.
She also drinks a lot more now, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
She loves her gin.
Tell her to try some Rhubarb Encore. Oh, Magellan gin is our gin.
Magellan.
Like Magellan gin. Right.
Scotch.
By the way, that Haitian rum is delicious.
It is very good.
Would you like some
more? Yeah.
I'm going to save it for about 5 minutes from now, but I will definitely have another one, and it is very strong. Everybody, definitely get your Haitian rum.
Okay. I poured it into the Coke Chaser.
Why, thank you.
And it's really good.
I would
good.
Love some more, please.
There you go.
Coco,
oh,
like
thank
it.
You so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're doing just rummy, aren't we?
Do these come with batteries?
Funny you should ask.
Funny, we have batteries.
Can we get some batteries, please?
Yeah, I mean, I just might get a wild hair up something.
Yeah.
And
just roll some batteries over here and, you know.
I don't know, is that...
Am you I, hear a little buzzing
just let me
going
know if
on.
I'm breaking
we could get a little buzz
anything,
going.
They don't call me Vanessa Naughty for nothing.
We got the Rhubarb Encore buzz going. Why
you
not
me more
get
of
the
Haitian
pocket rocket buzz
going? We're gonna have some wild times over here if I keep drinking from that bottle over there. Where's my stripper heels?
So feel free, you know, to enjoy yourselves, all of you.
Get the batteries.
Yeah. Where the hell are the batteries, you guys?
So what's your let's talk about something that
you know, will turn me on. What's your favorite type of sex?
I like threesomes, and I like threesomes with both genders.
So you're incredibly bisexual.
Oh, yes. But I'm also incredibly obsessed with two guys at once as well. So there's nothing better than two guys paying nothing.
Hey, did you hear that?
And no attention to anything else but you and whatever body part that they choose. Yeah. And then it's just very erotic to me.
And, well, okay, I'll give you the battery. Here's a battery. And you're going to give me the battery to give to them? Okay.
Yeah.
And there's another one. And here you go. All right, we've got batteries.
Thank you.
We got it going on.
Do you need technical support? Or
Oh, no, I think we're professionals at assembling these. We should start a distribution company. We need to make our own dildos and vibrators, Coco.
So, Coco, what's your favorite type of sex?
You know, my past couple boyfriends have all been bisexual. I
really
love the man on man and
we're best friends
the man
now.
On man.
Me sandwiched in there.
Does that turn you on watching guys kiss?
In a
weird way, it does for me. And I say weird, meaning like most people would not think that to be normal, but you know what? There's nothing normal about my life at all. And I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. I'm glad that somebody else does.
What do you feel about it? I mean, Coco, what is the vision of two guys kissing while you're engaged in with them sexually? What does that do for you?
And mafia guys do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They kiss each other, right?
Not in the same way.
Oh, yeah. Not in the same
way. We're talking about tongue kissing.
It's a kiss of death.
Tongue, baby.
I think it's just that they're more sensual about everything, and they're just a little bit more
sensitive. You're not talking about full-on gay sex. You're just talking about two guys, like, being with two guys or two guys kissing?
I'm talking about bisexual
guys.
Men.
Really?
Yes. All my boyfriends, well, not all, but a good portion of them.
I can't lie. I've had
touch
my
with their feminine side.
I've had bisexual
You think
boyfriends.
That's what it is?
Yes. I something about that is just sexy, hot. It turns me on. And there just seem to be more open about things, and as opposed to just a complete straight guy who seems to be more closed-minded.
They sympathize too for they see how women are, I guess, in a sense, you know, because I mean, don't mean to be stereotypical, but gay men tend to have a little bit more emotional. They let their emotions show a little bit more.
So they don't compartmentalize, you know, me, he, man, you, you, woman. I pull your hair into the cave, I get in a missionary, and we do it. They are more
They've
open.
Got the foreplay going, and I really like that.
They got the foreplay going.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's legit. What do you feel, Serena? Do you like to watch two guys together?
I've not had that opportunity.
Yeah?
I'm very, very vanilla because I spend so much time in the land of kink. So
wow.
I am.
And how do you get, I mean, I don't know. I have a hard time separating, you know, my professional life from my personal life. I really don't do it at all, actually.
Whoa!
Sorry.
There we go.
Did I interrupt something?
Let's get personal.
No, not at all.
That was perfect timing.
I was testing
actually.
Out the battery.
That was perfect timing.
They're at the starting line.
Yeah. Vanessa and audience in first place.
Got a good solid buzz.
It's yeah, we have multiple buzzes going on.
So when you do dom work or sub work or fetish work, your pussy doesn't get wet at all?
Not at all.
You're just...
It's a job, not an adventure for me.
Well, see, my job is an adventure.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, darling. Yeah, okay, at least you did it when no one was talking, so we can always cut that out and post. Right. So, is your job an adventure, or do you girls, you don't seem to separate your shit from your...
I love my life. I love what I do. The money just comes with it, and it just so happens that I kind of need that money that I make, and I really love what I do, so it's kind of like going to an amusement park every day for me.
Okay.
It's like a roller coaster, and you never know, you know, what every turn was going to bring.
You know,
what about you, Coco?
I'm sorry, I forgot the question.
The vibrator. I was like, her broken vibrator that she inserted the battery wrong in.
I mean, do you ever, you know, mix your meat and your vegetables? I mean, do you ever mix your, do you ever get turned on by your work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely times that I've been extremely turned on. I mean, it's all the sensation of feeling. Sex, you don't have to be in love with somebody to have something feel really good.
Do you want to spend the night?
And, you know, it doesn't even have to do with somebody being physically attractive either. It's the way somebody touches you.
That's very true. It doesn't have to be physically attractive.
Not at all. I think looks are just a you know, a technicality.
Really?
Yes. I have one of my boyfriends in high school was totally not anybody that I would ever date. You know, that my friends would ever think I would ever date. He was, you know, not, you know, Brad Pitt, you know.
Right. Well,
and I wasn't exactly
Angelina.
You know, I was the beast in high school. I was not the beauty. I was almost 200 pounds.
You were almost 200 pounds? I mean, what do you weigh now?
I weigh 130.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you're slim. I described you as slim.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. And to hear that from somebody means a lot to me, and I'm proud of it. I'm not egotistical at all. I'm not vain at all. And that's where
How did you lose all that weight?
You know what? My father told me when I was younger, I used to cry. I used to call him, and I said, Dad, people make fun of me. I feel chubby. He's like, you know what? Oh, please. Your mother, she was the same way in high school. He was like, she dropped that weight, and she was a freaking brick house waiting to be broken down. It's like, and I broke her down. I get my personality from my dad. He's very outgoing, very open with me. Me and she was saying her and her mom are very close.
And you and your dad.
And me and my dad are really close.
What does he think about you being a porn star?
You know, he's like, you know, I'm a single 62-year-old guy, and I am done sexually now because I can't even look at porn. I'm single, and now I can't even look at porn because my daughter is doing it. But I don't want to know what you do. But whatever makes you happy, I support you 100%. And I love my dad.
Porn, I can tell.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I tell him my friend's names, and he's like, oh, I'm a big fan. I'm like, Dad, please. That's so creepy.
Yeah, there you go.
But at the same time, he's a man. You know, I know how it is. So, but I don't ever want to, you know about anything, and he doesn't either. So we just keep it that way. But he's
Well, there's some compartmentalization in your life, and that's a good thing.
Honesty is the best policy.
Okay. How about your dad, Coco?
My dad is definitely a fan of the porn. And
what man isn't?
Yeah, he has several videos and whatnot, but he always is very super cautious to read every name on the box.
It's so funny that you even know that.
So he I love that. Sure, his daughter is not in the porn.
Right. He's like, I don't want to see it. But when my friends come over, he's just like the biggest red face, and my mom's
That's
like,
so funny.
Cut it out. Like,
my dad's the same way. He's like, can you get so and so? If I told him, I was like, I know Coco Velvet, he'll go, ooh, Coco Velvet, can you get her autograph? I'm like, Dad. It's like your dad, like, hitting on your 18-year-old friend when you're still 16, and it's like, okay, it may be legal, but it's still creepy. Creepy, creepy.
But my mom's the same way. My mom is a huge fan of James Dean. So,
And he's your favorite male talent, don't
lie.
And he's, of course, the significant other of Joanna.
Yes.
And he stars in a lot of the Burning
yes.
Angel.
Yes, and we're not hurting your feelings when we say we think he's hot and we want to fuck him very soon because they have an open relationship. And I love you, Joanna, for sharing him with us.
And they're professionals.
Yes, they are.
Well.
Very much so.
But I'm sure they share certain things that they don't share with other people.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
yeah. Like,
that's what makes their relationship
lox
special.
And bagels on a Sunday. I don't know. Something like that. Right.
She cooks amazing dinners for him.
Does she?
Yes. She's a sweetheart.
She's awesome. Joanna is, like, amazing. And James Dean is so good at what he does. They're the perfect couple, honestly.
Yeah.
They really are.
Aw. So, now, you're not in a relationship, are you?
No, I'm not.
Not at the moment. And mm-mm. Are you?
I just got out of one.
I have three single women. Three hot single women.
Did you hear how sad she sounded?
Or you did sound
you should
a little
be celebrating.
Sad.
Where's the streamers and balloons right now? Like, what? You're single. You're young. You're a porn star.
She sounds like she's a relationship type girl.
You're going to come home with me.
When did you break up?
You know, it was 2 months ago, but we were still talking for a good month of that. So technically, it was only a month, and he already found someone else. And
basically, he screwed up. You lose.
He did. He screwed up. And anyway, you girls all have vibrators now.
Yeah, I do, and I'm trying to contain myself.
Okay, no, don't try to contain. You know, I think that you can turn them on and let everyone hear them on the microphone.
Did you break yours, Coco?
I need to
open
it.
She put the battery in wrong. She can't open it.
Okay, we have technical support.
Tech support. Okay.
It hasn't been used yet. Don't worry,
I don't think he's worried about that.
I know.
What are you doing with that thing?
No, he's not worried at all. So you can turn yours on, right? You've got the fire engine red.
Oh, I never miss a beat. And I know exactly which way the batteries go in all vibrators. I remembered my homework.
And where's your favorite place to put a
on my clitoris, of course. I have more orgasms with my little clitoral friend down there than anywhere. I can actually have an orgasm from somebody stimulating me with just my nipple sensation.
Your nipples.
Yes.
I have had an orgasm multiple times from just someone using their tongue or their hands on my nipples. Yes.
Do you have pierced nipples?
No, I do not.
Wow.
I can't believe that. That's kind of like what the first caller was talking about. He said, it's weird. I think it's strange that, you know, what does this mean? I'm finding attraction. There was nothing erotic about it. But it's like, you know, you'd never think, oh, okay, somebody touched my ear or somebody touched my, you know, my butt. Or it's just sometimes you find things out about your body and yourself sexually, and it's like at the most random moment. And that's when I found out. I was like with a ex-boyfriend, and he was touching my breast, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I said, don't stop. And he was like, I don't even have a hand in your pants, you know. And I'm like, I don't care. And I came, and he was like, you're joking, you totally made that up. I was like, do you really think that I would make that up for you? And
doesn't that make you like, doesn't that make you want to touch your breast?
No. Oh, yes, definitely.
Can she do that? Apparently I don't remember, but let's try to like rekindle our relationship. My nipples are already hard. They're always hard.
I know. I felt that was a little skittle.
Can we see your nipples?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Can we see? Yes, they're natural.
Oh, very natural.
They're such a nice little light.
Can we see the other one? Can do their pair?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's two of them, yeah.
Two of them. And they were priceless.
Oh, look at that.
They didn't cost me a thing.
Oh, and the nipples are hardening even as we speak.
I know. I'm telling you, like, look, I can put the... Oh, see, I'm already getting naughty.
Vanessa. Okay. Don't break the vibrator.
No, I'm not going to break it. See, Oh, see.
There you go.
I thought it was broke. Liar.
No.
Full of surprises.
Tech support, right.
Tech support.
Brandilio was right there.
Mm, yeah. That feels really good. See?
Oh, look at that. Very nice
see?
Nipple.
Wow.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't see the other one, though, the microphone.
It's the same, I promise.
Yeah. They match.
Yeah, it's always better to see both than just one.
There are always slight differences. Is one bigger than the other?
No, actually, I have pretty normal boobs, which is why I don't ever want to get an augmentation. I've been told, you need to do this. I said,
don't
you know what? I don't care. I'm not changing a thing about my body.
Oh, please leave them out.
That's why I'm impressed with these two
Coco,
girls.
Coco, let's see those titties, because you're natural.
I'm very natural. Impressed with these ladies because they have not had the augmentation.
I am also
you
impressed.
Have? I was about to say, those are natural.
Mine are real.
No, she's got some.
But it seems like girls who go into porn think that they have to get the ginormous.
Some of them do, but that's not in alt porn. I noticed most of Joanna's girls, most of the God's girls, and most of the Burning Angel girls. Do not have fake ones.
That's
a
wonderful.
That's not why they're beautiful.
You
know. It's not
that's
about their
wonderful.
Breasts.
That's wonderful.
Well, you do have great tits.
All right, but that's not what makes Vanessa naughty, though.
Well,
it's
no,
just a little part
but
of
it's
it.
A part of it.
A little part
it,
of it.
You know, you do have great tits.
Thank you.
And certainly, I mean, I'm not against people getting augmentation when they
want. Of course not. To each its own,
he hates
you know?
It. He
yuck.
Hates it.
I'm not a big fan of it myself.
I've felt some really good ones that felt really natural.
Especially
I've
felt when they're some pretty good ones, but yours are just...
It's like when you're 60 years old, what are you going to do with those ginormous basketballs?
We have a very dear friend who comes here, and she's a doctor in Newport, where 80% of the women have... breast implants, and she is the one that operates when there's a big problem.
Yes.
And the problems do come up, and as you said, what happens when you're, you know, and all this shit is leaking in you.
It's very dangerous.
I'm going to keep what God gave me unless he takes it away.
That's a God's girl for
you. And then
you.
I'm going to have to see the doctor. Because I like to, you know, I like to keep it even and symmetrical, as you can see with my tattoos, obviously. But, natural boobs.
We really haven't followed these women with silicone into old age very much yet.
So old age. See. Let's not talk about that.
Well, I mean, you know, it happens.
I agree with you.
You know what? None of these people in this room are old at all in my eyes.
Well, but yours are going to age beautifully. So,
well, I don't know, but thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I hope so. I'm just going to keep wearing a bra.
She might have kids and breastfeed, and then they might be down to here.
You know what?
That's a
sad thought. The only people I'm breastfeeding anytime soon is my male talent or whoever wants to suck on these things that I get the go ahead to.
Hey, I've seen some videos where the men are in diapers sucking on boobs.
And that's another fetish turnaround in the subject.
Yeah.
It's so funny that you say that because I have seen that too.
My mom always says she has 38 longs.
That took me like 3 seconds to get.
Wow.
My blonde moment.
Wow, is that, I mean, they're like a size F?
No, she breastfed and so they hang down. So she says she has 38 longs.
Okay.
Oh.
And how about you? Do you have any kids?
No.
No kids? Do you have kids? Kids?
No. Desire.
Everyone
no.
is child free.
No desire. No.
I'm still a child. I'm a love child.
Mm. Aww. Mm-hmm.
I have cats. That's
I
enough.
I like to spread the love.
Uh-huh. Well, you're not contributing to pollution. That's true.
Definitely over the age of 18 as well. But
you're young enough. You don't have to make any decisions right now. You know. Right. You look like you're going to have a kid one day, Coco. I don't know why.
She's
a
very
nurturing
sweet
girl.
Yeah.
She's so nice.
You're so sweet. Some guy's going to knock you up. That's
just remember when you
not yet. Knock on wood.
Knock on something.
You also have orgasms from your nipples?
Yes,
actually. You do?
Yeah.
Well, then show the boobies.
I actually learned this when I was a stripper.
Oh, really?
I had a customer touch my nipples, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think this is against the rules, but
normal hot guy
part
for you?
Of the reason you probably came from it is that it was against the rules.
I want to see ya.
It could have been, but then after that, like,
Vanessa wants to see
if you
boobs.
If you keep yours away, I'm putting mine up, and that's going to enrage
little baby A cups.
They're
so
very
like unimpressive.
Oh, nice.
Oh, please, honey.
Oh yes,
is it cute?
That's my husband's favorite. Yeah. He likes the baby ones.
I like to call
I like
them my little
boobies.
Aunt
I don't like babies.
No, not babies. He doesn't like babies.
Let's
he likes
just
little tits.
That.
I mean, I like all kinds of tits, but those are beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Very, very beautiful. Well, I mean, would the vibrator stimulate them even more?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
My turn.
Yeah. Vanessa, you're so naughty. Go for it. Yeah.
I'm always looking for an excuse to do so.
Yes.
Meaning be naughty in any way.
Yes.
I get coal. I get coal in my stocking every Christmas.
I'm like, why are you stopping?
How's that? That feels good.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Her eyes are closed. Her mouth is open. She's not making noise because she doesn't want to embarrass herself on radio. Just let it out. Let it out, Coco.
That made
maybe
break.
I'll just tease her throughout the show.
Yeah, well, you can do that.
My nipples are still hard. I'm just sitting here talking.
Right, and it's not chilly tonight.
It's not. It's getting pretty hot in here, actually.
It's getting hot. Yeah. Okay. We
now
have
I can't
a,
stop touching
a
my nipples.
Thank you, Asia. Let's see. We have Derek.
Mm.
Derek Dillian on line 2.
And what does Derek want to talk about?
Well, it says here on this card that Derek wants to talk about his penis.
Ooh. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Let's hear about it.
Okay. We don't know what he wants to say about it. So let's hear.
Well, I'll just get my vibrator ready while he talks about fun.
Go for it.
Okay, hold on.
We literally
hello, Derek.
Derek.
Hello.
Hi, Derek.
How are you?
Good.
Is Derek of age?
How are you, Derek?
How old are you, Derek? Derek?
Derek.
Derek, how old are you? Don't lie. We know if you're lying.
You're not having trouble with your penis, are you?
Is your penis in your mouth so you can't talk? Penis got your tongue?
Derek, what's up?
Derek.
Or what's
don't
not?
Leave. Don't get scared. Don't run away.
I know. We're being
and don't be afraid to just let it all out, whether it be a moan or the most embarrassing thing you've ever said or just a naughty, naughty little secret. We want to hear it all.
We're half naked in here. Come on.
Derek.
Silence doesn't work
on
radio.
At least let us know when you're finished.
Are you masturbating, Derek? Are you listening to us talk right now?
All right, Derek, I'm going to hang
right,
up
Derek,
on you.
We're going to hang up now unless you
say
something.
I don't hear nothing.
Well, maybe it's all for the best.
It's done.
Okay.
Bye.
We're hanging up.
Okay, that was quick.
Okay.
Was the next call from Henry?
Didn't
Henry
even have time
E.
to
Butts?
Get a credit card number.
Okay, so get back to those vibrators. I think we still have Imtiaz on the line, though.
No.
Oh, my gosh. We
did we leave him on the line?
Doesn't he have many girls to talk to on the phone?
He's no longer on the line.
Oh, okay,
but he just heard it, so he's going to be on the line.
Oh, okay.
You know, one of the things that I find really amazing, and I've been in this business behind the green door, which was like, 1971.
I work there.
Yeah, and the Mitchell brothers, and actually the behind the green door opened up in Los Angeles as a benefit for our newspaper when we were getting busted. But one of the things that I really find interesting is that today's porn stars really like what they do. In those days, none of the porn stars really liked what they did.
Is that so?
I don't like doing solo scenes. Yeah.
They didn't want to admit to it.
I do it for the money.
Yeah.
They didn't want to admit to it.
Yeah. They never, ever, even some of the biggest, all of those guys, it was all like, yeah, well, you know.
I do it because I'm an info and then the money comes into play. And now, a year later, I do it for my fans.
See, that's a whole new...
Definitely, and myself.
There
so it's
no
like we're both getting off at the same time, because I really genuinely am getting off in all my scenes. I try all the time, and if I don't, there's something wrong, or there's just not enough clitoral stimulation. I try to tell them all talent every time, but they just sometimes they don't listen. But
well, I applaud you guys because you
thank
are
thank you. We applaud you.
You are the foot soldiers of the revolution.
On the front lines.
On the front lines, and you change the world, and you change the women in it, and
you
change the men in it. You know, so there's we have a land war overseas that we've been fighting, and then I always consider this the intellectual war. This is the war of no rockets, but just pocket rockets.
And now,
with each broadcast, we change
it.
Derek.
He was more specific about his question.
The silent one.
Is he
so
scared?
We might just answer it.
Okay, well, let me see how...
The question is... he wants to know if it's safe to put oil on your penis.
What kind of oil?
I guess he means,
baby oil?
Baby oil or maybe olive oil.
Just check the warning label.
Only extra virgin.
Do you live in Florida or in the Gulf Coast?
As long as you're not using a condom, it's okay. Okay,
just
let's see if he's there.
Cooking oil or anything.
Yeah, and if you're down in, where the... where that oil leak is, don't put that on there.
No.
Don't go swimming in there, okay?
And only hold put on Crisco if you want somebody to cook your wiener.
Okay, you're on the air, Derek. Talk.
Okay. Hello? Derek. Hello? Okay, Derek, how old are you? See, this is where it started, because he has such a young
So
boy.
Let's get past this. How old are you, Derek?
No, we can never get past
it. We can barely hear you. Okay.
Derek, your mom's coming from the other room.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay, Derek. Derek is obviously underage, and I think he's honest, and he didn't want to admit that.
Yeah.
And, we shouldn't have underage kids on the show. However, we will answer your question, Derek, which is that it's okay to put oil on your penis as long as you're not using a condom, right?
Yeah, and you shouldn't be using a condom at all for any reason if you're under the age of 18.
Right. You shouldn't be having sex. You got to wait on sex, Derek. I don't care how much your hormones are raging.
It's called your hand.
You've got to wait on the sex. And that is what he's probably using.
Of course. And you know what? It's completely natural and completely normal to masturbate if you are underage. If you're not, then have fun you know, doing whatever you're doing, being silent.
Yeah,
over
and
there.
Try different oils. You know, there's coconut oil is my favorite. You know, that's, I really like that. Just reminds me of the beach.
Yeah,
and then there's olive oil. You know, and most guys like baby oil.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Why or is that? They like to be babies.
Water-based lube.
Well, water-based lube is good if you're wearing condoms, you know, because you don't want any oil base. So maybe you feel you should get used to it.
Or maybe he just didn't know what term to use. Or maybe he just meant, what should I use on my penis to masturbate rather than oil? Because, or maybe he's just looking at three different types of oils, which is the only thing they have left
like
to masturbate with in his house. It's like, which one is okay to put down there?
Yeah,
I've got Crisco, castor oil, and baby oil. What do I do?
He's been going through the cabinets in the kitchen.
Probably.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Just like, which won't hand. Go in my pee hole and
vitamin
give me
E
an
oil
infection.
Is a little too sticky, right?
Lotion.
Maybe he tried lotion and it just didn't give him enough moisture.
Sensuality.
I'm guessing he specifically asked about oil because that's all he had around, or he just wanted to know because he really likes it. And
You know, as sexualized as we think the world is, there's still every day
great swaths of ignorance.
And young people who are coming into the world and are going, Mom, Dad, but Mom and Dad don't want to talk to you.
Of course, so they find out
that the priest wants to molest you.
You're right.
You know, so it's a problem to really get some kind of
parents tell your kids about sex. Don't be afraid to open up about it. You don't have to be vulgar and, you know, graphic about your own, you know, what you did in the past, but be honest with them.
We don't want to hear that.
You know, I can honestly say my mom had the birds and the bees talk with me, and you know why, everybody? She caught me masturbating.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a big fantasy.
I was obviously old enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I was masturbating when I was 2.
No, I know. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that, but I was very young. Yeah. And she caught me, and she goes, oh, and she shut the door real fast.
Yeah.
And I think she was just as embarrassed as I was.
Really?
You know, and then
she
came in later.
She
came in back later after I, like, had the redness from my cheeks go away. And she was like, Mom, I was like, I want to talk to you. She was like, and she was just as awkward about it as I was. And that's a perfect example as to what I think where parents go wrong. Like, be open with your kids about, you know.
You know, and I think everybody, I mean, I got caught masturbating. I think we all kind of had that experience.
Oh, and my mom caught me masturbating. She says, Susie, take your hands out of your panties. Your hands are dirty and it's clean down there.
But now your hands are clean and it's dirty in there.
My hands were probably dirty. Because,
you see what happened to
every now and then we're all a little dirty.
Probably picked my nose and then stuck it in my pants. That's probably what I was doing. Because I started when I was 2. Masturbate, not coming, but
you just felt something good down there.
Yeah, it's a natural thing.
It
you
is.
Know? It's very natural, and as George Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he or she would have made our arms shorter, right? They're perfect length.
So. Or us much more flexible.
Yeah.
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 So listen, it's getting a little, we're almost done.
We're almost done. We're going to do
where can we find you guys?
Okay, we got to do a little promotion. Promotion.
Okay. Well,
get in motion.
I'm Vanessa Naughty, everybody, and you guys can just find me all over the internet, basically.
Google me,
free
baby.
Freeones.com, and then you can search Vanessa Naughty. You can find a lot of free content.
And you're
links.
On Twitter.
Oh, yes, I
Are
am.
Are you following me yet?
You know what? I am. Twitter and MySpace and
you're
my
a
music.
Good naughty girl. Okay. And Coco.
Pretty much you can find me on Twitter. Coco. Twitter. / Coco Velvet, and Velvet has 2 T's.
Right. That's the important thing to remember. Velvet.
Let's continue.
Velvet.
Velvet.
And, good. And do you have a website as well?
You know, it's not active, but I do have CocoVelvet.com, and you can actually see a lot of Coco Velvet on demand if you click on the website.
So it's in the making.
Yes.
Yes.
And it will link you to my videos.
Actually, it looks
Serena,
very nice.
I'm sorry, I said Sabrina. I meant Serena.
We need Serena to break Scott. Her in.
Yeah. Well, you want to show us your tits? We've all been showing tits.
She's growing on
you.
No,
no, no. Okay, we got to get her a little more drunk.
Okay. No,
Serena, Do you have, well, you know what? She's going to be a therapist with the Institute.
Right, that's correct.
Awesome.
You're going to be a more of a dommy type of therapist?
I'm going to be at the fetish therapist, yes.
A fetish therapist. Mm-hmm. Right. Wow, so that's, you can reach Serena right here at 213-670-0066. And if you got to call a toll-free number, then you can't afford the therapy. So, you know.
Don't I get to talk about my website?
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
Go ahead.
I am, if you Google my name, which is spelled Sirena Scott, I am all over the internet.
Yep.
But my website is called stockingshoseheels.com.
Oh, I like that. There's some key words there, girl. Yeah, stocking.
Before you guys go, I also just want to mention that I do. I'm a singer songwriter. Everybody, so everybody, look out for Vanessa Naughty's music coming out.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You
can, and where do we find
that?
Can
we get one of your tunes and we'll play it on our show?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have one with you?
You can find it on MySpace right now. I don't remember what the backslash is because it's a bunch of numbers.
Oh God!
I need to create
it,
the.
You need to give it the personal touch.
Yeah. You're not a numbers person.
Yeah, but I'm recording in the studio in the next 3 weeks, and I am excited.
I'm excited.
That's great.
Too. I can just imagine. You seem like a rock star.
I hope I pull it off. You know, because I can.
I think you can.
I can pull off the naked porn star.
Yeah.
So I think I can pull off
rock star. You got a rock star look, don't you think, Coco?
Yes.
You got
absolutely.
The Coco Chanel look. Okay. Very good. And who's doing humanitarian work?
You know, I'm doing good for all humanity by keeping many, many penises very erect and not fully loaded all the time.
That's very good.
I applaud that.
Yeah. All right. And I'm sure, Coco, you're doing humanitarian work just by being on this show.
I actually thought about putting together like something to clean our park. I live in Echo Park, and that park is just absolutely disgusting.
You're
and
an ecologist.
I want to clean it up. It's
porn stars horrible. For parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Porn stars for clean parks.
Yeah.
Dirty girls for clean parks. Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think you got something
topless
there.
Topless trash picking.
Yeah, topless trash picking.
There's so many children, you know, that are
it's
playing.
It's true.
In this
it's
park,
very true. Yeah.
It's just absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I live in Hollywood, so I
all
know
right,
exactly.
Clean up those parks. Do you have a particular cause that you'd like to?
I need to emphasize to people how important it is to spay and neuter their pets.
Oh, well, that's true. True.
We're talking about being child-free. How
right.
about your pets?
Yeah. Too many pets.
Animals in the shelters that are being put to sleep
right.
every day
aww.
For no reason.
Stop
yeah.
dumping your dogs on the side
exactly.
of the road.
Exactly. Stop dumping your kittens over by the supermarket.
Bring them to me.
And stop buying bunny rabbits for your kids on Easter. It's
okay.
They don't make good pets.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And neither do
they
bonobos.
They poop everywhere.
Yes, they do poop everywhere.
Yeah. Now, as I get older, I would like to have some kind of last wish foundation as I'm dying
yes.
to have porn stars come around my bed.
Yeah, like, give me your phone number.
To give me my last blowjob.
These are the real angels
aww.
Of death,
right?
Correct?
They are, yeah. absolutely, you know.
And you should have their numbers
yeah,
in
we should
your,
organize. We should have an organization like that.
So that they can call them in the case of an emergency so they can gather around
right.
your bed.
And the great part is you charge a lot of money for the foundation.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's their last expenditures, right?
No, I think that's a good one.
Right, and that organizes the foundation and allows us to carry on our work.
Well, I really support all these causes, and of course the cause of helping Haiti—that's a no-brainer.
Definitely,
yes.
And Mr. Snow, aka Professor Snow Mercy, is going down there tomorrow, and we're very excited about that. And of course. Our cause, we have many causes, and
bonobos.
But the bonobos are our central cause. You know about the bonobos? These
I'm
are the
not
make
familiar with
love,
bonobos.
Not war chimpanzee who swing from the trees as well as with each other. And the females are very powerful, actually, in ape land compared to common chimps and humans. Females have a lot of power in bonobo land.
They're
and
dumb.
They seem to use sexual pleasure on the males to
wow.
cool them out. And the females, everybody gets cooled out, and they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. They are extremely non-lethal. They're not exactly non-violent. They'll fight, but they don't kill each other like common chimps and humans.
They're endangered?
And highly yes, endangered, yes, yeah. They are highly endangered.
I was
endangered.
Assuming so. Wow.
There's very few of them, which is why you don't know about them. Well, the main reason you don't know about them is that it's so sexual. I mean, they have all forms of sex. Oral sex, masturbation. They even have something you can call a kind of S&MBD kind of thing going on.
Where are they?
And
they're right here.
Their native habitat is the Congo, but they are viewable in the San Diego Zoo.
Really?
And you can watch them having sex.
There's eight of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coco, let's go to San Diego.
Yeah, let's have a field trip to San Diego.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go watch.
And look at the bonobos. And it's also interesting always to
Derek's
hear the
gonna
parents.
Be heading down to the San Diego Zoo tomorrow.
Describing to their kids, saying, you know,
right.
I think
Mom,
they need a private moment now. But they are having sex right there in front of everybody. It's really cute.
I didn't realize they had oral sex.
Do parents do the, you know, put the hands over their
children's face? Oh, yeah, it's a very
funny
scene.
Yeah, they do a little bit of that, yeah.
It's a very funny scene.
Yeah, general stuff like that.
It's another example of what not to do. Tell them it's natural. Don't cover their eyes. Don't hide what's real and what's what the world is pretty much based around nowadays.
We need to
sexuality.
Have you as like one of the San Diego Zoo docents, like standing there saying, okay, these are the bonobos and here's how you should
parents have no fear, don't cover your children's eyes.
Exactly.
It's very natural.
All right, but we gotta go and we are so thrilled. We are
4 minutes.
We have 4 minutes.
Yeah.
We can still talk.
Oh, I have
enough time to have an orgasm.
Actually, I was
looking at that clock. All right. So what were you gonna ask?
I just was gonna say, just tell a real quick story.
A few
years ago, we went and Susan met the head bonobo down there. Which
I did, Lana.
Lana, beautiful, beautiful.
Lana came right up to me.
Right.
I think
of course
it was
she did.
I was wearing a white hat, and she was really just amazingly aggressive. I mean, big bonobo, you know, with full breasts, with a baby.
Aww.
And she came running up to me.
No, wait a minute. That was the first time. Then we went back 4 years later with a French television crew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Susan walked up to the glass, and Lana looked down and saw her, and she came running down.
And she remembered you?
She put her hands up on here.
Brought the baby.
And I put my hands up on here
and
on
the
window and showed me the baby, and then put her feet up.
Aww.
And then... the pièce de résistance, she kissed the window.
They're incredible.
Wow. And
you
then
never
I kissed the window. I don't know if I would have done this without a window. But she French kissed the window.
Wow.
Really passionately.
Bisexual bonobo.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very bisexual.
They're
That's really
very,
cool.
very bisexual.
You learn something new every day, and I can definitely say that. That's
they're
really
a little
cool.
hairy,
awesome.
You know, but they're really amazing creatures. And we're all about spreading the word.
Support the bonobos.
Support the bonobos. Help to prevent them from becoming extinct.
And give them Sally Cox's.
Yeah, Sally Cox's
she's down on
website
the ground.
Is bonobo.org, actually.
Bonobo.org.
And our website is blockbonobofoundation.org.
Yep.
And anyway, we're about done. I want to thank my fabulous guest.
Thank you for having us.
Vanessa Naughty, Coco Velvet, Serena Scott.
Thank you.
Such beauties. And I want to thank everybody, Max. And
thank you,
happy birthday, bartender.
Yes, and happy birthday.
Naughty, the birthday boy, and Lisa, the producer, Mar on camera. And Asia has been taking your calls tonight. Thank you, Asia. And Justin Juxley and on photography. And Michael on photography.
And you, of course.
And Haley, who will be blurbalizing this.
And by the way, this will be online in about an hour and a half.
Yes.
And so it's always fun to go listen.
Yeah.
I'm having fun just sitting in front of you right now. You're so hot.
Oh,
yeah,
baby.
I want to say that your body is amazing.
It's immaculate.
Yeah,
it's
for a woman
of my
age, not bad. And it is my birthday this week.
Yeah. Oh,
in fact,
happy
you're
birthday.
Inviting my birthday party. I'm going to have it on next Saturday.
Where is it?
June 12th. Yes. Right here. Right here. We're going to have a bunch
Big
of people.
Party.
Awesome.
Big
and right here
party.
Is a secret, you guys.
Yeah.
Too bad you can't be here.
Anyway,
I can't stop staring at your body either.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's pretty amazing.
I think vanilla has just turned to, you know, maybe a different flavor.
No, I can admire women's bodies.
Yes, you can.
Of course you can.
I admire your body, baby. Okay, so now, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Arr. Arr. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Ooh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us.
Okay, let's see.
I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.